Please take your Bibles. A couple of passages I'd like for you to examine with me. First is Psalm 73. Psalm 73. Psalm 73 is an interesting psalm all by itself. Psalm of Asaph, and he, like Peter walking on the water, got his eyes off the Lord. He says, "Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped." And why? "For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked." He says, "I'm good. How come I'm not rich?" And but we come down to verse 23 through 26, and notice there, "Nevertheless," this is the conclusion, a great conclusion, once he recognized, yeah, they've got it good here, but afterward, not so good. "Nevertheless, I am continually with thee." This is not God speaking to him, this is him speaking to God. "Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory." Much better than what the wicked have. "Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." I am continually with thee. These words are, and this is saying, I know that I am continually with God. And it's like a safety net protecting you from falling, as Asaph did, into despair and worry and things aren't going so well for me. You're human. Sure, you're glad to hear that, but you so that means you're going to have your ups and downs in your life experience. I went to the was driving to the Bureau of Motor Vehicles today. I never go on 465 because of the construction, so I'm going there and going the 55 mile an hour speed limit and was thinking about something else, and I missed the whole slow down for the construction area and the sign that says $1,000 fine if you're caught speeding, and I got pulled over. And so I texted my wife saying, "I may be getting a ticket for speeding in the construction zone." And so after he checked me on the computer and it said I was a good guy, he came back and said, I'm giving you a warning. Whew. And that's called not ups and downs, but downs and ups. You see, that's often the way that works. Got to the Motor Vehicle Bureau, and I wanted to do two things. One, to renew my driver's license. My birthday is this month, and so my driver's license expires. And then to get the title changed over and get registration, get my license plate for my new 1999 car. And so no problem, got my driver's license renewed, and they'll be sending it to me in the mail. And sorry, he wrote on the wrong line on the title, so you'll have to send it back, get him to write on the right line. Ups and downs there, you see. That's the way life is. But the promise of God's presence, it limits how far you can fall down. When I texted back to my wife, it looks like I got a stern warning and no ticket. So she wrote back, PTL, praise the Lord, and be careful. And believe me, I was careful. Sometimes you can feel like you're in a free fall, but, you know, people let you down, people you had counted on, and so on. And you say, boy, this is just no good. But God holds you up. Alexander McLaren, great Scottish preacher, said, "Whom have I in heaven but thee? There is none upon earth that I desire besides thee." If men would interpret the deepest voices of their own souls, that is what they would all say, because from the very make of our human nature, there is not one of us, howsoever weak and sinful and small, but is great enough to be too great to be filled with anything smaller than God. It's just part what our heart cries out for. Our thoughts, he says, even the thoughts of the least enlightened among us, go wandering through eternity. Another passage, another verse, is Zephaniah 3:17. Let me just read it to you. Zephaniah 3:17, "The Lord thy God, Jehovah thy God, in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save." And I love this phrase. "He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing." Can you imagine his voice singing in joy over you? As soon as you remember that God is with you and that you are with him, your perspective changes. No more is it that free fall. Instead of bemoaning our bad circumstances, you can just look to him for help. You can remember that you are not only with him, but that he is holding you with his right hand. Our children, we would always hold on, and after a while, when they would stumble a lot, I started holding them by the wrist because I could feel those little wrist bones popping when they would fall, and I'm holding them by the hand. So I'd hold on to that wrist, and they'd hold on as best they could to me. But when they'd fall, sometimes I just lift them right up until they got their feet untangled and put them back down. To be held by his right hand is a pretty powerful image for me. He guides you with his counsel, and he takes you into his glory. This is exactly the perspective that you need when the temporary things around you in this life begin to fail. The reassurance of his presence, the very glorious hope of heaven, that has nothing to do with the problems that we're having down here.